USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the subsequent news conference after yesterday's Helsinki summit continues to draw condemnation from members of both parties. However, one Republican senator is coming to the president's defense.
I think there are people who hate the president so much that this could have easily been President Obama early in his first administration setting the reset button and trying to have better relations with Russia.
That's Senate Republican Rand Paul, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump was embracing an adversary.
It's thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
Ford owners to share in $299 million the carmaker will pay to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. It's to reimburse them for having to wait for fixes to their cars. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A man believed to be a serial killer they've been hunting for in the Houston area has been captured. As Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says, Jose Rodriguez was found by deputies driving through Houston this morning and was arrested after a tip came in from a citizen.
So it's possible that he was pacing the neighborhood in search of his next victim. So thanks to the alert work of that citizen and swift action, we were able to get involved.
Rodriguez, a registered sex offender, is believed to have killed at least three people in the Houston area in three separate cases over the past few days. Also believed to have robbed and wounded a bus driver yesterday. Several social media reps are on Capitol Hill today to testify before the House Judiciary Panel. Experts from Facebook, YouTube, Twitter fielding questions about whether social media companies filter content for political reasons. So far, the companies have rejected such claims. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A federal judge in San Diego is ordering a temporary hold on deporting reunited immigrant families. Judge Dana Sabraw issuing the hold yesterday. The complaint brought by the ACLU, it claims Homeland Security is poised to pursue a policy of mass deportations immediately upon reunification of immigrant kids and their parents. The ACLU wants parents to still have a week after reunification to decide whether to have their children deported along with them. President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are scheduled to meet today to discuss making GOP tax cuts permanent. They reportedly will also look for ways to get the economy to grow at 3-4% a year. It's President Trump's only event scheduled today after returning from a trip across Europe and that controversial summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A Los Angeles man who phoned a death threat to Congresswoman Maxine Waters will be on probation for 3 years. A federal court judge also sentencing 45-year-old Anthony Scott Lloyd yesterday to 6 months of home detention and 100 hours of community service. He pleaded guilty in April to threatening a U.S. official. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.